I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tonight is your night at Proper 21. We hope to see you there. Got some big baseball-related giveaways.
Yep, nice.
Yep.
Big.
And remember, come up, say hi, and we'll tell you what Cakes' net worth is.
I guess I'll have to like work a spreadsheet or something so I can have a semi-accurate
number. I know it's a lot more than the new Supreme Court justice.
Well, all that dog's doing is spending all his money on Nats tickets.
Hey, can you blame him? That's a hot ticket, Cakes.
I read that.
Well, I don't know how hot it is of late.
That's true.
I read that story about all the debt he's gotten.
He might want to go on SeatGeek and just pick and choose his tickets.
He's a new spokesman.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you don't feel as bad now.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm not in that bad shape.
He's stretching his credit cards.
I mean, Drab T-shirt came in here before the show started, said the new Supreme Court nominee basically has my finances. He's right. Pretty much felt it.
Well, it just shows you a life of public service. I mean, it does not pay.
It kind of pummels you.
You have to leave public service and then cash in.
You got to cash
in the private
in somewhere.
Sector.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Hey, it's a lock. He's a Junks fan.
I don't know that's
Why
a lock.
Why do you say that? Just
Why?
Because he's local?
What gives you that impression?
Sports fan.
And he's a Nats fan?
Huge Nats fan. He probably listens to the games on the radio station
when he's not there.
That's a good point.
Then turn
it off in the morning.
And then when Mike's on Wednesdays at 9,
yeah.
You know, he's tuning in.
Yeah, but
probably streaming on his phone in his chambers.
Probably hears us talking about dongs. Says, these guys are idiots.
Yeah.
They're going to make me dumber. I can't keep listening.
Hey, what if for a bit we can get him in studio, and then we'll hold a live version of Squeaker's Court.
and then
he can be the judge and see who's the squeakiest.
We already know Jason will win that.
Well, if you can pull that.
I like it. A live edition of Squeaker's Court.
If you can pull Brett Kavanaugh in studio, you're the greatest producer in history.
In the middle of all this drama?
Right.
Well, actually, between now and the rest of his life.
It says he has two Bank of America accounts, one at $15,000 and one at $50,000. And he has a wife retirement plan for $15,000 or less.
Mm-hmm. Why is everybody all in his business?
He's not planning on retiring.
Because it's out there.
It's just crazy.
It's the way they do it.
It's just crazy to be in his finances. I mean, it's beyond the pale.
I mean, if he's retiring soon, he's going to have to move in with AWOD. Serious.
You should ask him if he wants to move in.
How do you get yourself that deep?
What do you mean?
I mean, he's
in debt.
Diamond Club.
Well, that wasn't the debt you said. That was just what
that's
his net worth. That's his net worth.
His total net worth.
Yeah, so he's not actually in debt.
No, but his debt was, I think, on 150 or 200,000.
He was in debt.
With credit cards.
I think he paid them all off.
I guess he buys a lot of cotton candy at Nats Park when he goes and watches the Nats play the Padres.
Whatever.
He racked up a bunch of credit card bills. Look,
sure,
we had Tom Daly in studio yesterday. He said he's floating money on four.
Yeah.
Thomas?
Yeah. Oh, found he's in kind of
just
deep.
Got engaged. Congratulations. But he buys
he put a ring on
shoes.
Did he put a ring on his stupid credit card?
10-year courtship.
Yeah, but he
said he paid that one in cash.
He got a good deal.
He paid that in cash.
He worked a good deal with the ring.
Oh, good.
He had, in 2016, he had between $60,000 and $200,000 in debt between three credit cards.
Right.
Those are some big limits.
Yeah, but it sounded like he also had other. He just didn't want to dip into his little savings that he did.
You know who's better off? Is it Dante DiVincenzo? Did you see his screenshot of his account before
it
got flushed with his rookie deal?
What was
he had like $3 in his account?
$3
in his Wells Fargo account.
It's a lot different now.
Well, that was like a day ago.
Yeah, it was recently.
He hadn't got paid yet.
No,
he hadn't signed yet.
Yeah.
So what's the controversy that he had all this debt and then magically one day he just paid it all off?
What the controversy. You know more about it than me.
I don't think it's a controversy. I just think it was kind of a discovery that they do that standard operating procedure. I don't know if it's because they believe if you're in bad finances or you have some sort of history there financially that you can get bribed or something.
Did he buy his car at Eastern Motors for his jobs as credit? Maybe he has to. I've got a really good job.
He's got a great job.
But the point was, he may be a listener of the show, which I wouldn't doubt. Look, some of these donks. Look, that's how we got to know the governor. The governor, when he was a congressman,
drove
to
and from.
Yeah, but
when you're that intellectually, you know, on that level.
He may know who we are, but doesn't mean he's a fan.
Yeah.
Because
I would
he
say
listens to the Nats.
He might be aware and probably repulsed. That would be my guess.
Yeah, but sometimes he's
probably
entertained.
Yeah. I bet he's psyched for the EP.
He might be. You never
you
know.
He wants to know what the latest celebrity dong pick is.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to know the latest with Biebs and his new fiance.
Haley Baldwin.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure he's dying to know all that.
Well, EB,
hopefully comes to proper 21 tonight.
When you were last,
Brett Kavanaugh better take out a home equity loan.
Somebody should forward him Jeff Lindsay's phone number so he gets some free Nats tickets. what they should do.
I already asked them. There are none available.
They're none to be had.
None available.
You're kidding. Are they done for the season? I haven't gone up to them and asked.
No, I was just talking about.
No, Jason was grasping for All Star game.
My daughters wanted to go. My daughters wanted to go.
Shocker.
I said, you know what? It's a long shot.
Well, EB, when you were last here on Friday, we were talking about the Nationals' incredible comeback after the meeting from Max Scherzer, players-only meeting. Nats were down 9-0, incredible comeback. And we wondered if this was the start of something big. And the Marlins series worked out okay.
Hey, they've got a winning record since the players-only meeting.
It's true. Playing a little bit better.
What is it, like 3-2?
4-3.
4-3.
It's fine. It's better. Better.
But then they lose the series to the Pirates, and a running theme all season has been that they get shut out. They just, the offense just shuts down, especially with runners in scoring position. I believe yesterday the Nationals were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Doesn't matter who's up. Different players coming up small. They're
usually
back to 500.
Bryce.
They are back to 500.
46-46. I looked at
but you did
an article,
Max pitching tonight.
And Jason did some research. So they've been shut out now 9 times in the last 36 games.
Mm-hmm.
So for a little over a month, 1 out of every 4 games, they get blanked.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an article last July 26th, which is after, 2 weeks after where we are right now. They were shut out for just a third time all season long. And then if you look at the entire season, so that was 98 games. They've played 92 games. They were shut out 3 times. And if you look at the whole season last year, shut out 7 times.
Yeah, it was a better lineup last year. You had a healthy Zim who was having a bomb year. You had a healthy Harper until August. But he was having a bomb year. Rendon was hitting. Murph was hitting. It was a better lineup.
Yeah. I noticed that Murphy's getting...
Weeders.
He's been hot lately. So he's got his average up to about 250, which is pretty good considering where he was.
Yeah. But that's bad.
They
scored 8 runs in 3 games up there. Bad.
Harper's killing them. Bryce Harper, their superstar, is killing them. And they've also had pitching problems. There's a lot of things. But
0-for-5 and 4 Ks isn't good?
Well, I think he had a couple walks yesterday. But, I think it's getting to the point now where you can safely say Bryce is holding them down.
Bryce ain't nice.
He's got a lot of others that are contributing, but, he's got to carry them. They expect Bryce to carry the team for weeks at a time, and he's doing the opposite. So.
They're running out of time. Cakes is already punting his season-long bet.
I know that's a big
fat
loser.
He said he's going to give Jason his $200.
Yep, Monday. I'm just going to squash it. Not even going to worry about it
anymore.
Well,
I think that is a loser.
Oh,
Hank.
Yeah. Of course.
No.
The good thing is, though, they're only 5.5 back, which you could make that up in 2 weeks, to get hot. So, just don't show any signs
of getting
hot. Nothing
about what they're doing of late.
Although
they're going to be hot.
Those 3 or 4 games there where they were scoring a ton of runs in that Marlins series.
Well, they're feast or famine. So they lost for the 11th time in 16 games. And we can open up the lines here at 800-636-1067. Are you punting on the Nats now? Because that's what Cakes is doing. He said before, almost definitively, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not good enough. There's still a ton of games, but at 46-46, you're beyond the halfway point of the season, and they have gotten a lot of guys back from injury. Now, Strasburg, I think, is set to make his second rehab start on Sunday,
right?
And so should be back after the All-Star break. But as you mentioned, Murphy's back. Outside of Zimmerman,
starting to come around.
Most of the lineup is back. Matt Adams is back.
They're just missing something.
Something's not clicking.
They just don't have that it factor this year.
They don't have Bryce playing at an MVP level.
That certainly hurts.
So we can open up the Hadid Carbon Clean Lifts lines. Do you think it's done for the Nats? Like, this is just going to be one of those years, like that second Matt Williams year, where they just don't turn it around. You keep waiting for them to turn around, but it just doesn't happen.
Cakes, they only got to go 47-25 the rest of the way.
to get the 92.
Laughable.
Yeah,
it's laughable.
Well,
that's
here's doable. The thing. Could very easily, and it's trending towards being a dud season, but there's so many games left that they could also very easily make it up if they just get hot. They just have to get hot.
They could. It's just tough to envision it based on how
it's
they
hard
play.
To envision it based on this, but I could envision it a couple days ago when they scored all those runs in the Marlins series.
Because this is the, we talked about it. This was the stretch in the schedule where we'd say, all right, they got to go 7-4 minimum, maybe right. 8-3, make up some time.
What know. Are they so far?
4-3.
So they're 4-3.
Yeah.
When they needed to be like
so they
8
take,
and 3 or 9 and 4
well, no,
or whatever.
4-3
at the end
just out of 7 games so far.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
there was the 11, yeah, there was 11 games.
Yeah.
We've talked about those 11 games to close out the first season mm-hmm. or first half of the season. So now they got to go with what? They got to go 3-1 in the Mets series?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, of course.
I guess it's possible. The Mets are
Max,
more aspire.
Mets are terrible. Yeah. Max pitches tonight. You get that one. You can win a couple more. Problem is, you can't rely on, you know, Tanner Roark and whoever the fifth starter is going to be.
I mean, you're trying to get Jeffrey Rodriguez.
You can't even rely on the lineup.
No, the lineup, so feast or famine, they've lost 11 out of their last 16. In their losses, they've scored a total of 20 runs in those 11 losses. In the five wins, 57 runs.
Mm-hmm. They're all or nothing. I just know that you can't. This is what I learned from the Caps run and the sort of their up and downs that they went through. You just can't. You can't write them off yet. You just have to ride it out, especially when they have this kind of talent.
But the odds are becoming a lot more long. It's
yes.
becoming much more difficult.
Of course,
I agree with
the
that. But I can't give up on them. You just can't. I've already learned that. You just have to ride it out and hope that they play up to their abilities.
And look, I think they're going to make a deal for. I think it'll probably be a pitcher. Rizzo came on here yesterday and said they're talking to teams about pitchers.
Right.
I mean, you can't. You want to rely on Tanner Roark? He's 3-11. He's getting shelled every time he's out on the mound.
Yeah. Well,
Gio got right yesterday. Gio looked good.
He's been pitching better the last two starts.
And maybe it's because Wieters is back. You know, he has this whole thing with comfort level and catchers. But 46-46. You were hoping that they did springboard off that crazy comeback, but certainly doesn't look like there's been that springboard effect.
Well, I thought there was for
well, there
that
was for
series.
The three games, yeah.
Yeah, for that series, they went 3-4, and they scored a ton of runs.
They're playing the Marlins.
Yeah, well, that's what okay, they were supposed to do. So, and they were supposed to do that to the Pirates.
We said they got to win 3-4 minimum against the Marlins.
Look, they're certainly not a great team right now. They're a .500 team. They're going to have to fight their way out of it. I'll be stunned if they finish the season at .500 or below. I would be stunned. I mean, certainly possible.
Right,
that's where they are right
Nats,
now.
What are Nats fans feeling? 800-636-1067. Are you giving up on this team? Do you have any hope at all?
You got to have hope because there's so much time left.
There's a ton of time left.
And you got guys that are so... Bryce Harper is due to hit 400 in the second half. He's
it
so
might,
due.
Or he's just due for
a down
year
just be
in
one
career.
Of those years where
maybe
he hits
it's a year.
Yeah.
That'd just be shocking to me. He's never hit that low,
he's
but maybe he will. It'd be the
pressure.
Worst year of his
he
life.
He looks so frustrated. I mean, he just looks so frustrated.
He despises the shift so much, he has his agent calling for it to be snuffed out.
Yeah, to be outlawed.
I mean, he's swinging at awful pitches, striking out at an alarming rate. You know, it's just been a really tough year for him.
All right, let's go to Matt in Burke. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Love the show. Listen,
thanks, man.
I hate to say this because they're the only team in this town that I can root for because I've moved all over my entire life. But they're done. Here's why. Listen to yourselves. There's not one problem with this team that you can just go and fix. Mm-hmm. They've scored zero every fourth game. They don't score. They're injuries everywhere, although they're getting better off of that. But there's still a lot of problems with injuries. They've got pitching that's inconsistent at best. There's just not one problem with this team. They've got so many issues to deal with that, look, we know they have the talent. They could possibly make a run, but I've looked at the stats of all the teams. There's no chance they're going to be a wild card, so they have to win the division to get to the playoffs. And that's, like you guys said, that's becoming a long shot. You've got two teams who are ahead of you just in your own division, and you can't even take two or three from the lowly Pirates. It's a show, man.
Yeah.
These guys are in trouble.
Yeah. Right. Both of those teams may make moves. Like, we're talking about the Nationals making moves. Those teams can make moves to get stronger.
Yeah. I mean, what if the Phillies get Machado?
Apparently, he's liking Instagram pictures of himself in a Yankees uniform, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, we heard that rumor. I don't know why the Yankees don't need him. I don't know why they would trade for him, but who knows?
Let's go to Angelo Leesburg. Angelo, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, Junks?
Hey,
what's
buddy?
Up, Angelo? Man,
EB, I'm rocking with you, man. You can't give up on him. All I can think about is the Caps, you know. Right. It was bad. You go years winning the division, and then the year, you know, it's not looking so good. It's when you get it done, so... Can't give up hope.
Yep.
Even though it's looking bad.
Yeah.
The Caps are leading their division basically throughout the entire season. The Caps are front running.
Yeah, but they also had moments where they're swooning a little bit, and they just look like.
Okay, they had some dark moments there when they.
But they never swooned this low. We never questioned if they were going to make the playoffs.
No, but that's different because eight teams make the playoffs. Yeah. So, you know, it was pretty much a given that they were going to make the playoffs. But I certainly didn't think, especially when Holtby was playing poorly, that they were Stanley Cup contenders. I didn't think that.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
Based on history.
You thought they'd make the playoffs and get bounced in the first or second round.
Right. So this is slightly different where we're talking about making or not making the playoffs. But I still think we learned you've got to have patience with these things.
All right. Nationals lose yesterday.
The Bryce hits 213 all year. They will, in fact, not make the playoffs and be a dud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Remember, on Saturday is our annual summer dress party. Starts at 4, brought to you by Corona. Corona is what summer wants. Enjoy and relax responsibly. Get more details at thefandc.com/summer. All right, we're just a couple weeks out from NFL training camps opening up. J.P. Finley covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. He joins us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, J.P.?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you going to come out to the summer dress party this year?
I want to. Last year I had a blast.
Yeah.
But with the All-Star game, I have to work Sunday night because Josh Norman's playing in the celebrity thing. And then I think I have a ticket for both the Derby and the All-Star game, so I might have to kind of be a husband and father on Saturday. We'll see how it works.
That's usually how it works.
I get it. No biggie. It's all good.
I'd like to be there. It's a fun time, man. And Whitlow's last year was packed.
Oh, yeah. It's always packed.
It will be again.
It's always packed. All right, so tell us what's going on with the Skins. I saw they picked up a guy in the sixth round of the supplemental draft. I guess I'm supposed to be excited about that. This is the deadest off season, and I'm grateful for that. I'm sure there's been things that have been going on, but because of the Caps run, we just haven't been paying attention. Get me up to speed on my Skins, JP.
Yeah, big picture, you're right. It's been pretty quiet. You know, the draft was 3 months ago, and there hasn't been a heck of a lot going on since. The move yesterday, I don't know that it should have you excited, but I think it was a smart strategic move for the organization. They spent a sixth-round pick on a guy that could help them at corner. The kid's name is Adonis Alexander. He's in the supplemental draft because he's been ruled ineligible by Virginia Tech to play this fall. It was actually like a really good supplemental draft class. The Giants drafted a kid out of Western Michigan named Sam Beal. With a third-round supplemental pick. And just so fans know the supplemental draft, all this means is they give up a 2019 sixth-round pick now. So it's not like this is a pick they don't have. In fact, they have extra sixth-round picks because of compensatory picks from last year. So they're still going to have sixth-round picks. This really made sense, and the biggest reason why is there's no better organization really in the NFL right now to kind of scout and understand Virginia Tech football players than what the Redskins have. And if you think about in the past draft, they took two kids that are Hokies. They took the big man, Tim Settle, nose guard, and then they took a corner, Greg Stroman, late in the draft. And the other thing to remember is the Redskins defensive backs coach is Torian Gray,
right,
who coached at Virginia Tech before the Skins plucked him out of Blacksburg. And Gray even coached Adonis Alexander his freshman year, and that's when Adonis was a freshman All-American. He looked really good. The guy's got size. He's got talent. You know, I think he got busted for smoking pot when he was a young player. and then the academic issues. You can't rule out the issues, but I think for a sixth-round pick, when you have multiple sixth-round picks, this is a strong move at a position of need, frankly.
So is there any way of knowing where this kid would have been drafted if he was eligible for the NFL draft?
Well, I think it would have mattered if he came back, played his senior year, and kind of had his act together and put together a good year, because he's shown plenty of flashes of ability. This isn't a guy that would vault into like first, second, third round. I don't think the big question is speed, and his 40 time for a corner isn't wildly impressive. I think he's like a 4.6 guy. I texted with some folks on the Skins yesterday, and they aren't as worried about the speed because they think he plays faster in games. And I think what they like is his size and range, and think he could be good at the line of scrimmage, disrupting receivers trying to get off the line and kind of disrupting timing for offenses. And that's the plan for him, I believe.
JP, what was the – you mentioned a pot thing. What was the off-field stuff? I think he had some positive drug tests I had heard, but what was the reason why he was ruled ineligible?
The things – just academics. And I don't know if that's not going to class or failing tests or what.
That's like remarkable. That rarely happens.
Yeah, I mean, and that's – the one thing you got to, I think, Redskins fans, a lot of people are really excited about this, especially kind of like in the social media space where, like, it's easy to just see a highlight tape and just think he's awesome. But if you can't, you know, I think at a school like Virginia Tech, there's so much invested in athletes to keep them eligible, and they have tutors and study halls and all sorts of stuff. And if you can't make that commitment, is he going to be able to handle an NFL workday where you have meetings and watch tape for hours, and then you have practice, and then you go back and watch more tape? I think that will be interesting to see if he can make that transition. And, you know, there is something to – he's going to be coming in to the Redskins rookie class late. Like, he can play right away, but he hasn't been there for OTAs, hasn't been there for minicamp, hasn't kind of adjusted to the life of a pro football player. And that's not an easy transition, especially if it's somebody that has – trouble, you know, maybe just going to class or doing the basic studying. But I also think school's not really for everybody. You know, like, maybe he's better at just watching football than he is going to biology. I don't know.
I'm sure.
JP, something that bubbled up in late June, and we'll see how this unfolds during training camp, was Zach Brown talking about having it out with Terrell Pryor when the Jets, the Redskins, have a joint practice. So I'm kind of looking forward to that subplot when training camp opens. When does that joint practice start? Do you know at this point?
Yeah, so those are after the first preseason game. So camp opens, and I can't believe this. I mean, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yep.
And they'll be in Richmond just practicing. The first preseason game, I believe, is August 9th in New England. And then they come back to Richmond after that. So I think it's the 11th, 12th, 13th, the Jets will be down there. And then the Skins will play the Jets that Thursday night at FedEx Field. So, you know, if Terrell Pryor is practicing, he hasn't done much, if any, offseason work with the Jets, because the ankle injury that landed him on the IR last year here with the Skins has apparently flared back up there. And it wouldn't shock me if we don't see Pryor on the field much during those joint practices, and the Redskins players that are interested in getting their shots at him don't really get a chance.
What was the beef about? I missed it. Why were they beefing?
So, Zach Brown is right, frankly. Terrell Pryor, last year in training camp, was just showboating, kind of as frequently as he could, and he was posting videos of all the one-handed catches he was making, and then Zach Brown says that Jay Gruden didn't let the defense really get any shots on Pryor at all, and not even just like hitting him, but he was protected to the point. There was one scene I remember really well, and in hindsight makes a ton of sense. There was one play down near the goal line where Pryor subbed himself in against, because he realized he had one-on-one coverage against Deshaun Phillips on the outside in a red zone drill. If you remember Deshaun Phillips, a really nice guy. He's a fringe roster guy. Didn't make the team last year. And Pryor just called for the fade, went up one-handed, caught it over Phillips, and just stood there preening. And people were going nuts because this is kind of the most packed corner of training camp where there's a lot of fans. All the fans have their phones out for Twitter videos, Instagram, whatever else. And Pryor made a huge scene about it. And it was a cool catch, don't get me wrong. But in that moment, I saw how angry the defense was. Then, fast forward a week, if you remember, Bashaud Breeland got thrown out of a walkthrough because he got so frustrated trying to get physical with Pryor at the line of scrimmage. And then coaches were like, look, you can't do that. Breeland kind of fired back at the coaches. They threw him off the practice field. In hindsight, both of those situations are because, I guess, per what Zach Brown is saying, the rule from the coaching staff is they weren't allowed to touch Terrell Pryor, even at the line of scrimmage. Wow. A normal bump, a normal bit of physicality in coverage you would use as, you know, a defensive back doesn't have a lot of weapons in with how refs call the NFL now. So I think those guys just got so frustrated, and now Zach Brown is like, you know, we'll see who's hot dog, and we'll see if he comes over the middle and he catches a forearm to the back. So,
you know, I like the show better a little bit.
Hey, JP, Cakes and I made a couple of wagers.
Oh, yes, we did.
Some prop wagers on
Which
Josh.
We like to
I'm shocked, guys.
Yeah. On Josh Doxson, okay? And I want to get your feeling.
Do I know these? Did you do this in the last couple days?
Yeah, we did yesterday, I think.
All right.
And I want to get your feeling of where you would side on these, okay?
So I want to hear, too.
I hope J.P. Finley's on Team Cakes here.
I set the total number of catches for Josh Doxson at 55.
Oh, under.
And remember, there's an injury caveat as well.
He's got to play 13 games for both of these bets, okay? So okay. Josh under. Doxson at 55 catches and total touchdowns, I set it at 6.5. Cakes went over on both, and I took the under. What do you think about those?
I like the over on TDs. He scored 6 last year, right, and that was on 35 catches. He has that athleticism in the red zone to go make plays. I think Alex Smith will give him a few more chances than Kirk Cousins did. I don't know about the catches. He had 35 catches last year. His catch rate, now not all the balls were great, but his catch rate was below 50%, which isn't really gonna get much done. I think Doxson could have a much better year. That's a good number you set at 55, because I would think if he goes over, you're talking 58, 60 catches. I think it's right in there. I like the TDs. I think he could get to 7 or 8 touchdowns. The catches is going to be right in there. Under the injury caveat kind of makes it that I would probably take the over, but there's also going to be a lot more weapons. Paul Richardson's
right,
going to get
exactly.
catches.
You would assume everything, Jordan Reed's going to be healthy.
I don't know why.
That's
you
a huge,
that.
Huge assumption, but I'm assuming he's going to be, you know, play more games than he did last year.
Is there any update on that?
Park. I saw him at the park maybe 2 weeks ago, and he was moving around well. He was like dribbling a basketball, just kind of messing around, and he looked good. Talked to him briefly, said he feels good. That to me is the biggest question mark going into camp, because if we haven't seen him do anything, OTAs, mini camp, Gruden said he's good, but if he starts camp on the PUP list, that's a full year that this foot injury has been an issue, because he started camp last year on the PUP list and everybody was shocked.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right, real quick, what are you looking forward to? I can't believe we're 2 weeks away from training camp. What's the one big thing you're looking forward to most about camp?
I want to see Darius guys run with pads on when the D-line can actually hit them. There's been so much excitement generated by that kid, and I think it's good. Honestly, the Skins right now don't have a lot of stars or even like high profile players, maybe Josh Norman, but you know, they could use the energy that Darius Geis brings, and on a football side of things, they need a run game, and if he can help them there, I think the defense should be better. I think the D-line should be much improved. It's interesting to see what kind of football team they have.
Hey, what happened with Junior Gallette? I mean, I know they let him go, and I thought he was thinking about playing, but now it looks like from reading his social media, he's decided he's done.
No, well, what I saw maybe yesterday or 2 days ago is he said he's not retiring on Twitter, and that, you know, if an offer came back now that he'd come back. So somebody asked him, you know, if the Skins put out a 2-10 offer, he said, and his reply was, I'd pull up right now. I don't think for just looking at Junior Gallet's career, if you're going to put the time and effort in to come back from consecutive torn Achilles injuries and miss 2 years and then come all the way back, I don't know why you'd retire now. I think it appears maybe he misplayed his hand in free agency and thought he was going to get more money than he got. And while you can be steadfast in March and April about getting more cash, now that it's July and camps are going to open, maybe kind of your what you're looking for changes.
What, and Dez is still out there too, right? Dez Bryant?
Yeah. Rogers Cromartie's still out there. If you remember, the Skins talked to him a whole bunch. Bashaud Breeland's still out there. There's going to be another wave of signings. Now, whether that's once guys start getting injured, we'll see. But, you know, that's kind of the sad reality in the NFL is there's going to be a number of training camp injuries, probably in non-contact drills, that teams are going to have to then make some roster moves.
Right. All right. Thank you, JP. Appreciate it, buddy, as always.
Thanks very much, guys. I hope the party goes great this weekend, and hopefully I sneak out and join you for one or two.
Be nice. All right. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, JP.
See ya.
Saturday is our favorite party of the year, our annual summer dress party. It is at Whitlow's on Wilson, starting at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. And Aaron Hawksworth is one of our good friends, who you can listen to right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I'm really disappointed I can't be at your party this year.
You're going to be overseeing Wayne Beeney.
Well, what's great is you're such a good sport that you're coming in to help promote it, and you're wearing a sundress and everything anyway. How cool is Aaron for doing
that? I'll be there in spirit, and I want all the ladies to come have a good time at Whitlow's with you because it's so much fun. A lot of my girlfriends who went last year are already like, are you going? So I know they're going to be there anyway, even though I can't be there. So
the game is at, what, 7 that night?
Yeah, 8. 8 o'clock, News Channel 8.
Have you met Wayne Rooney yet?
I haven't. Robert Burton, my coworker, interviewed him earlier this week. So I'm just scratching my head why I picked DC United, the last place team. I guess it's about money, but I think he could still contribute. They needed to do something, and with the opening of Audi Field, it should be exciting, especially for the fan base, and I know they're excited for that. So,
Jason, do you respect Wayne Rooney, because he's not a tall guy?
Yeah, but he's a stud. Wasn't he considered one of? I mean, he was one of the best players in the world for many years, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a stud.
He's in that category.
I hope we get him in studio. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
So, have you been over and seen Audi Field?
I haven't yet.
All I've seen are the, I guess, the promotional videos that DC United's put out, and it looks phenomenal.
It does.
Yeah, so I can't wait to do that.
And once it's filled up with the fans, that's the thing. DC United's always had a great fan base.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I'd be interested where they put, like, you know, the Barb Rava guys.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up. There's a lot of drama with that group.
Is there?
With the Screaming Eagles have become the main supporter group now, and the Barb Rava people are emailing me. They want me to do a story because they're kind of being pushed out.
How did this happen?
So I was digging into it, and it's tough because we're the DC United partners, so you don't really want to do a negative story on the team, but they're telling me that they were the first supporters of DC United. They marched for the new field and everything, and when they opened up the season tickets for the supporter section, I guess they gave preference to the Screaming Eagles, and how it was explained to me is the Screaming Eagles are more the suburb, it's kind of like a socioeconomic thing, like the Barra Brava folks might not have as much money. They think it's about money. And
I did have a friend who was Barra Brava. He played on our soccer team. He was kind of felted, so it makes sense.
But they feel like, and I could see their point, they should have opened up the supporter section and made it equal for both all the supporters.
But a lot of that's on the outside. I always felt like a lot of that was on the outside. Now, they would end up sitting together, but, you know, they're
tailgating
for the game.
But now Barra Brava's not going at all.
Wow.
And I feel like to alienate some diehard DC United fans, it's kind of sad.
So that's... you're not going to do the story.
I want to.
She's doing it right now.
Exactly. This is my part. So I'm not sure. I got to look into it.
Someone's got to stick up for those boys.
I agree. I think this is crap.
Yeah.
Drama. Who knew there'd be drama?
So how many games has DC United played so far this summer?
About 15.
How are we doing?
Oh, last place.
You want to look at the bottom of the standings.
Oh, really?
I think they've got about three wins. I'm going to put them on 3 wins.
Oof. That's the thing that's tough. I mean, it's exciting with Audi Field opening, but after that, if they don't start winning and things don't turn around.
Well, I'm surprised. Are you excited for the All-Star game? What are you going to be doing? What kind of coverage are you guys going
to
have?
Well, first Sunday, I'm doing the Celebrity All-Star Game, so I'm looking forward to interviewing Jamie Foxx. I know John Wall and Josh Norman will be playing in it. And then Monday and Tuesday, I'm not exactly sure what I'll be covering, but I know I'll be there either way. So.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, just make sure Jamie Foxx doesn't get you with a certain part of his anatomy during the interview.
Okay. So cakes.
If you say no to him, he may slap you around.
Are you talking about the movie?
Why am I getting attacked?
You shouldn't be. You know why? It's funny.
Of course it's funny.
And it's in the news.
I mean, I'm not trying to offend Aaron.
Now, that lawsuit was dropped.
She doesn't know the story. I'm sure she doesn't know the story.
The lawsuit was dropped, Kate.
I know that it was dropped. I'm just
That's because he paid her off.
I'm just giving her sage advice. That's all.
Yeah. I think it's great.
He's a pretty short guy, though, right?
Well, no, I don't think that matters.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
Put it this way. He's one of those guys, we call him sneaky. If you say no.
He's sneaky.
If you say no to him, Hawk. He'll slap you around a little bit.
He might.
But not with your hands.
That's
with something else. Yeah. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Jesus, I opened up a can of worms there.
Got it all weird in here. Got a professional woman in here.
I know.
Being all weird.
Oh, it's great.
It's always that way with Case.
I love it.
Oh, she mentioned Jamie Foxx being there. John Wall.
That's Jamie Foxx. He immediately thinks of his dong.
Jamie Foxx is he's a slap hitter in the softball game.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, that's all alleged.
It got
hot in here really quick.
I think Jamie Foxx is staying at the Homewood Suites next week.
You think he is?
Yeah, he is. Booked, 100% booked.
I know. You should have brought Jamie Foxx up.
So, all right. So, we got the you're covering the Audi Field thing. You got the All-Star Game. You're going to be doing some of that.
That's on Sunday is the Celebrity Softball Game.
Right.
By the way, John Wall, his opening pitch was one of the worst pitches I've ever seen.
I hope he's not pitching.
There's no way he's
well,
pitching.
Well, that's underhand.
That's underhand. Okay. Well, you can't put him there. You get
They'll
killed.
Probably bot
but I would guess if he's on the field at all, he'll probably be like catcher.
So
funny story. I threw out the first pitch for the Bowie Bay Sox, and I saw John Wall's first pitch, so I texted him. I'm like, hey, do you have any advice for me? And he was like, good luck with that.
How'd you do?
I did okay. Better than John Wall.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I think anybody
would. It's hard to do worse.
The only thing worse is like Mariah Carey's, right?
Or the mayor of Cincinnati. The
mayor of Cincinnati is pretty abysmal.
He's pretty terrible.
Carl Lewis, did he have an awful one?
Carl Lewis, I think, had an awful one. I'm not sure. Did Obama have one or two duds?
Yeah, not as bad. There was some guy, and you probably saw this video, there was some guy, it was the Reds playing. I can't remember who they're playing, and I don't remember who the guy was throwing out the first pitch, but he threw it over the catcher's head.
Well, I think is that the mayor of Cincinnati that he's talking about?
No, this was recent. This was like a couple days ago. And he hit some guy right in the side of the head.
No!
I remember that!
Did you see that video? Yes. He just pummeled him right in the side of the head.
And Ovi kind of botched it, but they let him throw out a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there with the
Cakes
Stanley.
Is so upset because they said something semi-negative.
He was there
about the cap.
He gets a pass. He brought the Stanley Cup to that part. Of course, that's my guy.
I'm sure he was wasted. His second
guy.
One wasn't bad.
Yeah. Well, what about the Redskins? We have JP Finley on. We're just 2 weeks away from the the opening of training camp, which is mind-boggling to me.
I can't believe it.
I can't remember a quieter Redskins offseason. Now, largely, I think it's because of what the Caps did, but. I don't feel like there's like huge drama.
I agree. I saw Jay Gruden and Ryan Kerrigan out at the golf tournament.
Right.
And I thought the same thing because I went to interview them. I'm like, there's no drama to even ask them about right now. But
is there excitement? Are they feeling confident? Like for Jay, I think this is a big year.
For him, as a coach,
I mean, he's been to the playoffs 1 out of 4 years.
I know.
You got to get your team to the playoffs more than that.
Yep. I agree. I mean, for me, I like that you guys were talking about Josh Doctson earlier because I've never really been sold on him.
Right.
I actually think they should still try to sign Dez. I know it's crazy, but I would love to see Dez Bryant on the Redskins, especially with the chip on his shoulder. He's not going to cost a lot. With you never know how healthy Jordan Reed's going to be. Chris Thompson's coming off an injury. Why not add another weapon? He wants to be in the NFC East. Like, see if he can contribute, especially in the red zone. I would like
that. Is it because he wants too much money or is it because they don't want to deal with his antics?
I think they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I'm sure he possibly
can't cost a lot if the Ravens are the only one who offered him a deal and he turned it down because he wants to be in the NFC.
But also, they played against him twice. They may see and the league may have decided that the guy just can't separate anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do we know that Josh Doctson's going to be that good?
No. But you're right. You don't want to deal with his off the field stuff or on the field stuff. I mean, but if he's not getting playing time, he starts bitching about that, and he just probably
that
wouldn't.
He's not getting the ball enough.
It's
and all the, of that.
It's just the juice unnecessary ain't worth the drama, probably. I do think it's interesting that so many big name guys are out there, though. You know, I mean. Wasn't Bashawn, didn't he have a deal, and then they
with the Panthers.
But they Bashawn Breeland, that is the saddest situation. How mad is he at his life right now?
Do you know what's the latest? Like, has he healed?
I keep Googling it to see what is happening. I check in, like, once a week. Like, has this guy signed? Seems like nothing. And once in a while, I'll see some positive kind of, like, tweets from him, but...
What's been kind of the biggest offseason story, though? Has it been Darius Geis? Seems like he's taken off. The fans love him. He's kind of doing
it's
all the right
like
things.
He's running for the face of the franchise right now. I mean, he's the man of the people. He just bought his mom the SUV Jaguar earlier this week, surprised her with that. He's been doing a lot in the community here. I think it's great that, you know, we heard all this alleged fight with the Eagles during the draft, and then he fired his agent, got a new one. Seems like maybe he's got better people around him. Whatever might have happened, hopefully it is a fresh start, and this will be positive.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he has done in the past, he's been killing it since he's been here.
Exactly.
I mean, he's been supporting the Caps during their run.
Yeah.
You know, he's inviting fans to go out bowling with him out in Northern Virginia. I mean, at every turn, he's been a model citizen so
what
far.
What was the fans beef with him like coming out of the college? What was everyone's knock? Like against him personality wise,
I think they just said immature, played video games a lot, kind of lackadaisical.
I agree. Yes. Right. Like,
yeah, but at the combine, he claimed the teams were asking him if,
like
he was gay
and stuff.
Yeah, and apparently the teams said nobody asked that. But there
and
was a couple
apparently
other
got into like a fight with the Eagles management when they interviewed him.
Right, and he
but
says that was
everyone
false.
Denied it after.
Who knows what's true or not? But when that story comes out, even if you didn't do it, you're going to get knocked down a peg or two.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And hopefully the Redskins benefited from that because he fell and they picked him up.
Could be a stud. Could be a stud.
Who'd we have on that was so high on him?
Will Brinson.
Will Brinson, yeah. Did he have
loves him?
He said he was. Did he have him ahead of Saquon or just had him right behind him?
He had him pretty close.
I think he had him right behind him.
There are one or
him.
Two outliers out there that have him actually ahead of Saquon.
Yeah, there was one guy.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name that had...
John Ledyard.
Yeah, Ledyard, yeah.
Right.
So does this mean
he's
they're going to run
island.
The ball
he is
more,
on
though?
Island.
We'll see.
Well. All right, Aaron, we should mention this because, look, I think a lot of people, particularly women, they don't really understand the summer dress party. And it's not like we have an agenda at the summer dress party. It's just kind of a hang. I think some women are a little nervous because, to be honest, most of our appearances are mostly dudes.
But that okay. should be the draw. If you're single, like, there's going to
there
be
go.
A lot of dudes there.
But isn't that true of anywhere you go?
No.
Is that right?
I don't think so.
Really?
A lot of my single friends are always like, where do I go to meet guys? I'm like, go to the golf course, because that's a good spot, right? Start playing golf. You're going to see a lot of guys there.
Horny guys at a golf
there.
Course.
But
every time.
Your party would be right up there on the list.
Right.
It's just all the competition is you and the cart girl.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you're a single woman, just be the cart girl. No one gets flirted with more than the cart girl.
I'm telling
girl,
you.
Right? I mean, that's Valdez, am I telling the truth or what? And believe me, I'm not one that does it, but I see it.
Oh, I see it all the time.
It's incredible. Guys get out on the golf
course. It's creepy.
I actually don't really drink when I play golf. Golf's right. hard enough sober.
Yeah.
So I don't like to drink.
I'm right
but
there
I
with
watch
you.
Guys that are boozing, and the way they holler at the
it's
cart
embarrassing.
Girl, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want a date, you want to find dates, that's... I would say it's the number one spot.
I see. I agree. I tell my girlfriends, like, just start
or
playing
Or be like
golf.
A bartender at a golf course.
But the hilarious thing about the cart girl is, generally speaking, like, I'm...
They're 19?
I don't want to be...
17?
I don't want to be...
Yeah, they're all young.
If they're underage, then yeah.
But I
you can get a couple divorced moms out there.
I had
there.
This buddy, okay, who was... Had to be, at the time, he's a couple years older than me, had to be, let's say, 42, 43, 44. He's in that range. Cart girls... 18 to 21.
Right.
And he's not money. He's got gray hair all over the place. And
gray
I couldn't
hair
believe
thing.
What he was doing.
Hey, maybe she's like Catherine McPhee.
He thought like every three or four
she's
holes.
Into the oldsters.
She was
Could
making
be.
A special trip to see hey, him.
Some chicks are into the oldsters, JP.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you got some freaks out there.
Yeah, like Drab's wife.
Right.
Well played.
That was low hanging fruit, Drab.
No,
sorry. I apologize.
Well, what
that
is
was,
the,
so anyway,
rude.
The summer dress party, you think it's... It's not a threatening atmosphere. It's
not
kind
at all.
Of
someone
fun.
Accused us of it being a sexist event.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you think that's
oh,
silly?
Oh, because of the dresses?
I mean,
whatever. Here's the thing. Even if you don't own a sundress, go have fun. It's casual.
Right.
I was intimidated the first time because I didn't know you guys.
Right.
And I was a little bit nervous a couple years ago. And then
once
I got
there, we were.
And I saw Danny Ruhier dancing to Michael Jackson,
we're not
and everyone's guard was down.
We're
it
nice.
Was fine.
We're not creepy despite the whole Jamie Foxx joke. We move past that. We're nice guys. We're welcoming dudes.
I remember last year, I thought a bunch of girls were there last year.
Yeah, there was
I
a good turnout yesterday.
I would say it was maybe 60-40, or is that generous?
No, I think that's probably generous.
And that's a huge win.
Close enough.
Huge W.
I thought I brought like at least six women there.
You did your part, which we appreciate.
Maybe you just do this Audi Field thing like pretty quickly.
Well, I was hoping I could go and then leave after the 5 o'clock.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we're going to need you live at 11 too. Oh, and I thought, oh, this is going to be impossible.
That's a long day.
We have actually had news personalities come to our event, booze, and then go back to work. I'm not going to name names. It's definitely happened.
Yeah, we don't recommend that, but look, they're
what do you mean
adults?
You don't recommend it? We do what you got to do. Definitely have had news personalities come to the event knowing and have a couple cocktails,
that they have to
knowing that they have to be on the air at 11.
Yes.
All right, Aaron, before 100%. We let you go, let us know if you have any big guests coming up on Sports Talk.
Okay.
On News Channel 8.
I do.
What
AWOD.
Do you got?
I'm taking a chance on AWOD. July 24th.
Bombshell.
He's making his first appearance. I thought, hey, why not? Let's give the guy a shot.
I'm so ready.
Is this a mistake? Or
my God.
What do you think?
I don't know. And I could be in trouble if this goes all bad. But
so
I'm
are you
going to
introduce him as Adam Epstein or as AWOD?
What do you guys think? I haven't thought
AWOD.
About it.
It's got to be AWOD.
I think AWOD. Yeah.
I Let's wrote just, AWOD on the name. Whiteboard when I scheduled right. in for the date. And I'm sure
guest.
My executive producer is like, what is AWOD?
Yeah. I think he's got to go by it. Let's just completely humiliate him. AWOD.
I mean, I'm ready to impress all the network producers out there.
So are you going to be Adam Epstein, or is this going to be like a whole bit for the half hour? Like, what am
He's
I going to get when you
he
show
doesn't
up?
Have
his
any
whole
talent.
Life is a bit.
Yeah, his life is just
it's
a joke.
It's an accidental bit.
He's not like Sacha Baron Cohen or anything. I mean, the guy's got no bit. He's just
himself,
a loser.
And it's just a bit.
Yeah.
My bit is that I'm a huge DC sports fan, and I'll talk Wiz and Redskins and...
Yeah, do we know
oh,
what
so
the topic's
going to be?
Oh,
so it's
going to
be like more fanboyish.
I think it's going to be fanboyish.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what happened to him the last time he brought a girl back to his place?
No.
Oh, this
JP,
is getting embarrassing
on.
Again.
No, but why are you embarrassing
me? Because you get a female's perspective. He
I
says,
thought the Jamie Foxx part was awkward. Now I'm buckling in for this.
He's getting a female perspective.
Now I'm scared.
He said yeah, but she likes this. She likes talking about this.
He said that the woman was into him. They were flirting. Brought her back to his place.
They're boozing.
She walked in and she said the place was too dirty to...
Right.
Be there.
Otherwise, she said, he claims, she said that if your house wasn't so dirty, I would have banged you.
Yeah.
Do you buy that? Do you buy that?
No.
It could have been an excuse.
Why didn't she just say, come back to my place?
Yeah,
exactly. She could have done something else.
I can't do it here. Let's go get a hotel.
Or overlooked it the one time, and if she was really into him, maybe like brought it up, like, hey, you might want to clean up a little bit.
If you want killer ratings, you get the lie detector going during sports talk that day.
Oh, we should do the lie detector.
We've done that.
That would be fun. Yeah. You guys have one I can borrow?
No, it's a whole thing.
We have access. We have access.
We have a guy.
How many has he taken so far? Two?
Two, yeah.
And he's failed both, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. So then we're preparing, you know, what we do is we constantly
So put it
just,
this way, whatever he says to you on the show, it will be 100%.
But here's the thing, is
we
he lying
everything.
Because that's his personality or is it a bit?
No, it's his personality, he's stupid.
He's compulsive liar.
Yeah, he's 100%
he lies all the time.
He can't help himself.
That part is not a bit.
Right. Right. He's booked for what day is this?
July 24th.
July 24th.
9 p.m. on
News
Channel
8. Oh, that's like right before training camp. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to probably
be
taking Redskins calls.
It'll be Redskin-centric.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready. It's going to be so good. I mean, the ratings are going to be bonanza.
Just because
the ratings are going to be a bonanza.
Ratings are going to be bonanza.
Spell bonanza.
Yeah, spell bonanza for Aaron.
Banana with a Z, Z-A at the end. B-A-N-A.
How do you go from bonanza to banana?
Nice job.
Have you ever had sexual thoughts about Drab?
No.
He actually passed,
he
that,
passed
one.
That one.
He actually
somehow.
Did pass that one.
Oh, that's awkward.
Where's the one he failed? Which is the big one that he failed? The Don Tito question?
No, has he slept with more than 10 women?
Oh.
He said yes.
Right.
Busted.
Right.
Busted. Have you ever slept with a woman after taking her home from Don Tito's?
Yes.
But did he pass that one,
yeah,
too?
I think he did pass that
one. He did
that
pass
one.
That one?
I'm scrambling.
All right, hold on. Valdez trying to get
Can't
find
believe
it.
We still run those clips.
It was so great. We got to bring him in for another. Every time he says anything, we just document it, and then we go back eventually, and we put him on the lie detector and bust all his lies. Look at Valdez trying to work his magic with an archaic computer. Is
Sorry.
It not going to work?
Yeah.
I thought we got new computers. A new big guy said we get new computers.
No, it actually broke. It actually broke 2 weeks ago, and this is the hoopty replacement so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The hoopty replacement.
So the old hoop that we were complaining about just died, and then they gave us another hoop to replace it.
It's a loner.
Right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Right. What about the new sillies?
On its way, I think.
They are on its way. All right.
Big
well,
time.
Listen, Aaron, thank you for coming
Thanks
in. You
for
are a great
me.
Sport, as always. Jeez. She is a previous multiple-time appearance woman at our sundress parties, but she can't make it.
Attendee.
We're so professional. That's how we got number one ratings.
She can't make it this time.
People love stupid.
Right.
We are the show for that.
Appearance woman.
I couldn't think of the word attendee.
Appearance woman.
She appeared.
Oh, jeez.
All right, that's Aaron Hawksworth.
But maybe she'll sneak out in between, because we've had
make
people
it
do
happen.
That.
Just
yeah,
leave
happen.
The DC United game.
Yes! Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, bring
it's
Wayne
soccer.
With you.
It's
bring
easy
Wayne.
To recap.
It might end in a nil-nil draw anyway.
Exactly. All right, that's Aaron
Thanks
Hawksworth.
For me.
We're the Junkies. Coming right back. By the way, I was just telling Grant that his Brandon Kinsler story, I don't know if you heard it, it was brilliant. It was an accident, but he texts back and forth with Brandon Kinsler.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard
he sent
yesterday.
An embarrassing text, which was intended to go to his wife.
Wow.
And it went to Brandon Kinsler. It was about his dog. It was innocent, but it was
oh,
phrased.
So it was nothing sexual.
It was phrased in a way where I don't remember the exact
well,
phrasing.
Definite sexual innuendo. If I remember correctly, he sent a text meant for his wife to Kinsler that said something along the lines of, "Hey, I'm going to get home from work early today so I can play with my little girl." Now you hear that. You think,
I get you.
He's thinking about. Talking about his wife. He was actually talking about
his dog.
I think French bulldog puppy.
All right, what was Kinsler's response?
I'm sure he slapped his knee 100 times.
He talked about
what
the air. There were some hashtags which they couldn't say on the air.
Gotcha.
So maybe you can find that out behind the scenes.
Hey, but it happens.
Very funny story. And congrats to them. They had great rating success. Yep. Need to thank our listeners again.
Exactly.
We hit number one for the second time. There's still no party at Lurch's house, which he said that would happen if we ever hit number one, which we never truly expected because... There's a news station
number
in town
one.
That I always say my dad listened to it on the way to work. It's been number
hate
one
that
forever in the mornings.
Taking so much money out of our pockets over the years. It gets me so rich.
But we hit number one. Thank you to our listeners and all the listeners that listen to Grant Danny, Chad Dukes. I saw the nighttime ratings were great.
And we killed it.
Station's kicking butt.
It's a good run.
Yep, it is a good run. Let's keep it up.
Let's stay there.
For his PD bonus.
Of course he is. You think he doesn't like bonuses
Everybody
as
gets
much
size.
As the next guy?
Of course he does. I remember,
Loves
didn't
it.
He get... Hoard out of a bonus by 0.1 one time.
Ooh.
CK, if you're listening, you can run in here. I just
you
remember him
have.
Saying how salty he was. It was 0.1.
Well, we'd be salty, too,
yeah.
if that same scenario happened to us.
Yeah.
Be
but,
not too happy.
Thank you very much, because that means a few extra chips will be shipped our way, which I'll be immediately shipping to NYU.
Everybody needs extra chips.
Everyone's going to have their kids go to college, and everyone's going to be shipping chips. It is what it is. Or you just make them get college loans. Yeah, screw them. What do you care?
Could do that.
Yeah. Be selfish.
Right. You don't have to pay them.
I'll do a couple other stories here. There was just a lot going on. I don't care if you play the EP music or not. The Papa John's guy. I don't know what this dude is. How did this guy... Like, he's been basically in the public eye for 20-plus years, and it's all come crashing down in the last, like, year or two.
Because he's an idiot.
He is a complete buffoon. Now, the latest incident... is I guess he was on a conference call and he just casually used the N-word. Then he threw Colonel Sanders under the bus.
he murdered Colonel Sanders.
Explain
too?
That.
I think he was saying that Colonel Sanders used the word, but
he said Colonel
the
Sanders.
Word, but you got to say N-word at this
especially
point.
Especially on a conference call with, like, I don't know, the media
even
or whatever
if you're
it is.
Quoting somebody else.
Right. It was a conference call between Papa John's executives and a marketing agency. And they're trying to clean up his image, and he's using the N-word on the conference call.
This could
the guy
be the beginning
is a complete
of the end.
So who outed him?
He forgot to put it on mute. Don't you remember? When every time we do a conference call with an ad agency, you put it on mute.
This is all legend.
Unless they address you
right
personally, you just put it on mute.
And you never ask questions. Never.
No.
Much like it. Much like you're supposed to or not supposed to ask questions at corporate meetings.
By the way, the worst
wink, wink.
The worst is playing with someone on a golf course who's on a conference call. That is the worst.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it happens all the time.
People are doing business.
Yeah, they're always on conference calls, and they're under a tree
right
when it's their shot. I mean, it's...
And you're playing the Eagles in the background on your Bluetooth.
Right, they're like they're 200 yards away.
You can't talk to them about anything.
By the way, what was the first incident with Papa John's? I forgot, just the National Anthem deal?
He blamed the National Anthem protest and that problem for slowing sales at Papa John's.
The sales are going to slow down even more after this.
I think they've kicked him off the board. I guess he was a big donor at University of Louisville.
Yeah.
They've now had to trash him. And they don't want to.
Oh, they want the money.
They want the money. Well, they don't want to.
What did John Witherspoon always say? Got to get that money.
Isn't Papa John's on the name of the stadium? That's got to come down.
Finish.
At Louisville.
Finish.
Got to come down. Can't have that.
The guy is just a buffoon. Apparently, he even relayed a story. He said, growing up in Indiana, people used to drag African-Americans from trucks until they died. And I guess he was...
There wasn't great context in the story. It seemed like it came out of nowhere.
He said he intended the remarks to convey his... I don't even know how to say that word, Cakes. How do you say that word?
Antipathy?
Antipathy. So that means to racism.
It's antipathy. Yeah. Antipathy.
Antipathy to racism. Yeah. Racism. So does that mean, what does that mean? Your antipathy to racism. Does that mean his
aversion to it? Yeah.
Is it against it, or that it means he's just so used to it?
Not sure what antipathy means. I'm just going to be honest.
Aversion.
Yeah, like
aversion to it.
Take it from the context.
Antipathy.
Right.
On the show.
Right.
So, not sympathy.
It's a voluntary or involuntary dislike for something or somebody.
Thank you. That's exactly
what
I said. The
opposite of sympathy.
And then I guess to further his point, he said Colonel Sanders used to call blacks the N-word all the time, and he actually used the N-word, and people are just mortified left and right by these comments. So, you know, race is always a difficult thing because you know.
Did someone release the audio, or did they just tell the media that he said it?
Just a report.
Now I can't stop thinking about food. Haven't been to KFC in a long, long time. Not that many.
Didn't they used to have a KFC Taco Bell in Olney?
Yeah. You know what happened to it? Caught fire. And then they said,
That's probably the last time you were there.
They said, we're not rebuilding this. It's now a TD Bank.
Gotcha.
They've got a lot more chips.
I am hungry too.
By the way, your Five Guys have survived. Remember your theory that when they put the Chipotle in Olney, Five Guys would go down?
And it's now sandwiched in between a Chick-fil-A and a Chipotle. And somehow it's still there. Still doing well.
Chick-fil-A killing it. Chick-fil-A killing it so much. Scott Pruitt was trying to get a franchise for his wife. Did you see that?
Did not.
The former EPA head.
Oh, yeah.
What's that cost you?
Well, that's
got to be millions.
We talk about us being squeakers. That guy is the ultimate squeaker.
It's working angles.
If we brought him into squeaker court, guilty.
Is that the guy
who's
spending $50 a month on the hotel or the condo?
Yeah, $50 a month. He was having like staffers put outlandish charges on their credit cards, and then he was stiffing them and not paying them back.
It's like the worst
guy. Imagine that happening.
That's unbelievable. No. Tim Tebow's in the news. Of course, he made the All-Star team. I think he went 1-for-4.
Had a double.
Had a double. And now they're saying he may be dating the 2017, you think he gets good skins, Miss Universe.
Oh, but he's a virgin, remember?
Oh, I don't hear him claiming that anymore.
No, I haven't heard that in quite a while. By the way, getting back to Pruitt for a second, when you first brought it up, I thought you were talking about Jeremy Pruitt, the head coach of the Vols. And then I had to backtrack and realize you're talking about the donk who used to run the EPA.
Scott Pruitt.
When did you put that all together?
About 12 seconds ago.
Hmm.
I finally figured it out.
LeBron James, we talked about him earlier when we had, is it Rick Haro, the business guy?
Yeah, that's your boy.
He apparently is selling a movie to Paramount and is in talks for a starring role. He apparently developed the flick with his production company.
Of course.
And I don't know. He's got several movies.
What's the plot of the movie? Do Do we have any details?
I know it's supposed to be a comedy.
He was pretty good in Trainwreck with Bill Hader and Amy Schumer.
He's already got funny.
Can't imagine he's going to do a drama.
Maybe it's a comedy or a horror of his team's having a chance to win against Golden State.
Now he played himself in that movie. Wasn't really acting.
They say he's already got a House Party reboot in the works. Does that mean legitimately, like House Party 5 or whatever, he's doing that?
Yes. Probably.
And then they say he's also working on the new Space Jam movie.
Of course. Right. That's why he took the Lakers off.
By the way, the Sacha Baron Cohen show debuts on Sunday, and I definitely look forward to it because there's so many people Rick about it.
Yeah.
So many people are upset that he dressed up as a disabled veteran, apparently. He's got, you got to admit, that's dicey.
He's got
Dick Cheney signing a waterboarding kit.
That's a funny bit.
It's going to be good.
Dressing up as the vet, that's borderline. But having Dick Cheney sign the waterboarding, that's funny.
I mean, I loved all his Ollie G bits.
Cakes is funny bone.
JP, you can go see Skyscraper this week.
Yeah, I won't. That's a Cakes movie.
No, I'm not a big rock guy. I don't just go see.
I saw it was
rock movies just because he's in them.
I didn't see Rampage. New York Post crushed it.
Oh, I mean,
it's a bad version of Die Hard, is what it is.
Are you surprised? That's what it looks like. Are you surprised BDK took his vacation on the week that The Rock has his biggest stinker ever?
But I'm sure he'll call in. He's not going to call in this Friday.
If he gives Skyscraper, like an equal rating to Sicario 2. I'm going to kill him.
What did Sicario 2 get?
He gave him a three and a half, and he's so far off on that. They should actually fire him from
Prox. By the way, you know what he's going to say?
He's going to say the plot.
Oh, so much better than a three and a half.
He's going to say the plot has flaws, but The Rock gives a great performance.
And he's going to give it a three and a half.
And he's going to say it's a turn your brain off.
It's so bad. He's going to give it like a two and a half.
It's one of those movies you have to see in theater with all the action.
All I'm saying is if he gives it a three and a half, okay, which would be equal to the Sicario 2, I'll never have him on the show again. He's fired.
Well, it's actually gotten on Rotten Tomatoes. It's gotten 38 fresh, 31 rotten. It's gotten more fresh than rotten.
By the way, we should have had booked.
That's a perfect 3 to 3.5.
I thought we were going to have Rex Reed on the show this week, the movie critic.
Right.
The week of Rex.
He can fill in.
Here's the critic's consensus. Well cast yet derivative, Skyscraper isn't exactly a towering action thriller feature, but it's solidly constructed enough to stand among the genre's more mildly diverting features. Whatever that means.
That's
the critic's consensus.
No, they just call it derivative. It's Die Hard. Like you said, it's a poor man's Die Hard.
It's got more positive than negative.
Slightly.
The Post says it gave it a fresh and says it's dumb summer fun.
So Kevin's going to give that 3.5, or at least 3.
Yeah. He'll give it a 3. He'll give it at least 3.
It gets a bump because The Rock is in it.
As Valdez said, have to see it in the movie theaters for the effects.
I dare you to bully him when we have him on and tell him if he gives it 3.5, he'll never appear on the show again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he coming on tomorrow?
No, he's on a cruise.
Oh, he's on a cruise.
Hey, he's probably out in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Every time I see him on social media, he's in a t-shirt jumping in water somewhere.
He's on a Tom.
Yeah. What will he do?
Where I'll never be.
Well, will he post the rating somewhere? Was he just going to wait a week? It'll be a week old. Will he post it?
I don't know. Just text him.
I've never seen anyone more desperate for a Kevin movie review.
Well, because he wants him banned.
I don't care. I just don't. If he gives it a 3.5, he's fired.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.